This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about me. We're gonna be alright.
Now it's 7 minutes after the hour. Time for us, the people associated with Good Day and DJV. That would be Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I to take a quick, well, it's not quick, it's been the most part of the hour, reviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com for the week of September 30th, ending on Friday the 30th, presidential race and the debate on Monday, number one. I'm looking at the extremes from either side. Number 10, the protests at sports events when the national anthem is played. I don't know that there's any. Are people really paying? I mean, the first couple of weeks of this, it made news and it was of some import, certainly interesting subject matter. Isn't it old now? Hasn't it sort of run its course?
It kind of is, but, you know, people keep it going. I mean, Colin Kaepernick was just put on the cover of Time magazine, for goodness sake. I know, taking his knee. Here's a second-string quarterback. It's sitting on the cover of Time.
The bencher.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the second string. And then you also have a lot of people. I was just listening to a story. Yeah, the second string typically sits on the bench, Dougie. Right. I was just listening to a story about the New York council, local government in New York. They had like 7 members there that decided to sit during the Pledge of Allegiance. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's old to us, but it continues because people keep doing this. And I just learned, this is so interesting, that the Pledge of Allegiance was actually developed by a socialist. Did you know that?
No.
No.
Or, I'm sorry, the national anthem was Pledge of Allegiance. I'll have to get my facts
Francis Scott Key may have been a socialist.
But I guess it was because he said, look, there are things that are so bad in this country, but I still pledge allegiance to the flag because we can still work on these issues here in the
right.
country. Isn't that interesting?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. How often do we say that? And what does it really mean when you... It's sort of like singing... For me, the national anthem is a waste of time because it's a horrible song and ought not to be. I think America the Beautiful would be a much better national anthem, would bring people to their feet. It's a much more resounding chorus. It says something.
Who chose the national anthem? Was it like the Continental Congress?
No, national anthem wasn't around until 18-something.
Like
right? Yeah, 1830, 1840, something like that.
Really?
I thought
Scott Key was way back further than that.
It was the replay of the attack. I believe it was Fort Sumter, but I can't swear to that.
Yes.
Was it Fort Sumter?
Fort McHenry.
Fort McHenry, right. And, you know, what the aftermath of it was, the morning, you know, light brings the mornings to the bomb bursting and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it's so horrifically war. It's just like there's so much war and fighting and stuff. And I don't like glorifying it. And that's what the national anthem does. And, yeah, we had a fight for our freedom. And, you know, lots of things in our reality are fights. But I don't like glorifying it. I think America, the beautiful, much better states what most of us, I don't think it makes a difference how old we are. Think about the chorus.
That's a much prettier song.
Oh, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Do you want to know the facts on the Star Spangled Banner?
Yes.
Okay, it was written as a poem by, as you mentioned, Francis Scott Key back in 1814, but it was recognized by official use for the United States Navy in 1889, and the President Woodrow Wilson in 1916 made it the national anthem.
So we didn't have a national anthem until 1916.
No. Well, the reason I know this is that, if you watch it, this is so stupid, but William Shatner on that show that he was just on with Henry Winkler, they said
that
he was born before the national anthem was the national anthem.
Oh,
and
God.
To that point,
he wasn't born in America either.
The national anthem was made by congressional resolution, and I was right. Look at me, I'm the 30s, March 1931. So there you go. Signed by President.
It's been around for a while, but right.
Right, yep. Started as a poem.
But Shatner was born after that.
No, he's Shatner's 86, 85, 86.
Oh, shoot, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Right, yep. So it would have been 1930, in fact. Okay.
That was a great TV show, by the way.
Let's just, as an aside here, the discussion of who's going to be the next president, presidential race, the debates and all of that sort of thing. One of the things that we don't focus on enough, from my perspective anyway, and maybe it's because I'm a traditionalist, there are some things, even though I'm also an anarchist, I believe in certain traditions, and the Pledge of Allegiance is one of them. Maybe it's because I grew up. We, every single morning, in morning exercise, that's what we used to call them in elementary school, the principal would come on the loudspeaker and there'd be a few messages and sometimes happy birthday to somebody. And then there would be, everybody would stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. That's how I know it by rote. But I remember even at that age, I remember more third, fourth, fifth grade, when it actually meant something to me, I could understand the words. I think a lot of times people just say, it's like singing the national anthem. Does anybody really know what the national anthem says, depicts? No. So to make a big thing out of it, and this is what really so bothers me, even though I've made fun of Kapernsky or whatever the hell his name is.
Kaepernick,
him too. You know what? I would like to take all these guys who kneel down, and I'd like to put them in a room, and I'd like to challenge them. I want you to do two things for me, please, Mr. Kaepernick and all the others. Please recite the Pledge of Allegiance for us and sing the national anthem and see if they, in fact, even could do either. Never mind both of them. Could they do either of them?
Well, they've been listening to the national anthem since they were in high school playing sports.
You know what I'm saying.
So that one I would think they do, but the Pledge of Allegiance might be a trick.
Yeah.
You want me to light you up just a little bit more?
Sure, go ahead, Richie.
You know how my wife works for our local government in the schools to help non-English speaking parents communicate with the teachers with regard to things that are going on with their kids.
Right.
Well, there was one little girl in the elementary school in her neighborhood that said that she did not want to stand and rise and recite the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning class.
Yeah.
And they called the mom in, so my wife had to go in and kind of be the go-between between the teacher, the principal, and the thing. And they all decided together, okay, if she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't want to do it, and she will just sit down and be quiet while everybody else does their thing, if that's what she wants to do. And they were fine. But then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, well, my wife is having to translate. No.
Yeah, all right.
What's her reason for not wanting to do it?
She just didn't feel comfortable with it.
And at what age?
She's in elementary school, so I don't know what
she learned. She's not thinking that on her own.
She learned that from Monday Night Football.
Maybe.
There you go.
Could be.
Yeah.
So there's a bad example that those guys said, if you consider that to be
right.
An example.
That's where she's getting it from. And, I just found it interesting that somebody has the opportunity that's obviously come from somewhere and they can't speak English yet, and their child is getting a great education.
Right.
And
why wouldn't they pledge allegiance to some place that's given them a good opportunity
to
have a better life than they would have had if they just stayed where they were?
And look at this local government providing the services, even giving you an interpreter, but yet you're telling them you don't want to stand to it. Just, I don't know, it irked me.
Yeah, it does. It does light me up. Thank you for doing that, Rich. That's a public service from Rich McFadden to Doug Steffen. It's 15 past the hour. More on the charts, more on the discussion topics. The top topics of the week, in fact, are our focus this hour. I'll take a deep breath now.
Top topics.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The Big One bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
18 past the hour. This is our overview from the staff, I suppose management, because management is part of the staff here as the stories unfold. I look at this list every week, and I love my relationship with the folks at Talkers Magazine. It isn't about them. It's what they find to be the focus on so many of these good radio programs and stations. But the stuff is also negative. I look at this.
Yeah.
The protests, the homicides.
Well, I hate to tell you, if you've been paying attention this week, there's not a lot of great stuff.
No, there isn't. It's really pretty horrible stuff. I look around trying to find things that are of interest that will, you know, I mean, in this circumstance, we can't override what goes on in the research at Talkers. I can't.
You'd like to see a couple of puppy stories hit the top 10.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there aren't even any good dog stories from this past week. It was, look at the Montreal Pitbull ban. There isn't even a happy dog story.
There actually is a happy calf story, though. I'm just posting now.
Happy cat.
There's a new kind of breed of mini cow that you can purchase as a pet. And so I'm just posting.
Too bad I can counteract your cute cow story with this one from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah.
Climate fight targeting cows may reshape California dairies. Bum, bum, bum.
That's the best way to drive dairy farming out of California into some other state
that
hasn't got their head up their, if you will, proverbial butt. It's just that methane story is so bogus, and so wrong. I'd like to testify. See if you can arrange me testifying before the state legislative body.
Yeah, I'll get
about,
right on that.
About yep. what I the methanes, the poops that come out, drop microbes onto the ground and create.
You're 15
wonderful.
Minutes of fame in front of Congress, and you're going to testify about Cal
poop farts and poop.
That's the California state legislature, Richie.
Hey,
that's
man. Right.
21 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden going through some of the elements on the talkers chart for this past week. Situation with the September 11th bill and that override, there was a lot of huffing and puffing about that. As it turns out, maybe this is a time when we say not so fast, because the news media made a big deal out of how the Congress handed the president his first override. They handed his head to him on a platter. Well, as it turns out, they did vote to override the president's veto, but then quietly, as the week progressed, some of the leaders in Congress got together to try to change the bill. So the story is that, yeah, they rejected the bill, but then after the fact, I think there were some doubts expressed late in the week about the law which allows lawsuits against Saudi Arabia. They want to narrow down the scope of what Americans can do, so that at the end of the day, this would be another worthless exercise and a worthless piece of trash that will mean nothing to anybody. That's really, you know, you never get that stuff. People yell and scream and hoot and holler about the headlines and maybe the first paragraph of the story. But if you then, in the last 2 or 3 days, look at what has happened at the Senate and the House to try to fix the law, if you look at the discussions, as a matter of fact, I think Mitch McConnell said that there could be potential consequences if this thing was allowed to stay the way it was, which is double speak for, oh, we don't want to tick off the Saudi Arabians. Am I reading this right or wrong? Anybody got anything that they think has value here when you get into this, the nitty-gritty, you get into the weeds, as they say, you see that this is not all what it was cracked up to be, because the Republicans made a big deal. We fixed Obama, man!
Well, I think this was more about symbolism. I mean, think about what the real Americans want to hear about. They don't want to hear about political games or trying to give Obama his first veto or him trying to veto anything at all. What they want is retribution for the terrorist attacks in this country, right? They feel taken advantage of. They don't feel safe sending their kids to school. They think twice and look around when they go to the movies. Like, we all have this new reality that we're dealing with. And so I think symbolically this was important, and I think it had these Congress people not done it, I think their constituents would have been kind of outraged.
And by the way,
Chuck Schumer wasn't out there.
87-1 vote. I mean, there was only one Democrat.
Yeah, I mean,
Okay,
the
but then after the fact, you see what's happened after the fact, though. They've watered it down and changed it so that it would be more acceptable to the Saudis. That's really what we're talking about here. I would love to look in the campaign coffers of Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and some of these other boobs to see how much money they get from companies that are headquartered in Saudi Arabia. I said this on the air. I don't know if you know this as a New York resident or not, Victoria. Schumer has one of the largest, banks, one of the largest treasure chests full of cash from his fundraising efforts. He has at the moment, I saw once, I think it was $20 or $24 million in his reelection campaign chest. And what happens to this, most Americans do not realize that money is basically theirs. And I stand to be corrected, Richie, you probably know this around, I believe it's tax-free. They get to keep whatever, when they retire, they keep whatever is in their campaign reelection. They keep all the money. So Schumer, when he retires, you wonder how come, I never really actually, until I looked into it this year, these people all, LBJ, who was a school teacher and a member of Congress and president, never made more than $200,000 a year. When he died, he had an estate worth $25 million. Where the hell did that come from? It came from all of his campaign money getting invested in radio and television stations. That's where it came from. So the fact that they can keep this, and the only question I have is to, whether it's tax-free. 28 past the hour.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
This report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in a pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experiences sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it. Whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here we are to get it and to help you get it. 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV crew. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio working through the charts from Talkers Magazine, a discussion which some people, as they listen on the radio, could say, yeah, yeah. Or how many of you do that? When you're listening to something on the radio you really like, if it's conversation, do you talk to the radio? I know who talk.
Sure.
Yeah, talk back at the
radio.
More
often I talk when I don't like it and go, ah!
Yeah, right. That's often the case. Or when you listen to music radio, do you sing?
Yeah.
Do you sing along with the song sometimes? Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Mariah Carey when I hit my car, when she can sing.
Really? Good for you. By the way, just as an aside, the number 10 item here is what's going on in the Major League Baseball playoff. These are all sports talk radio issues. Usually number 10 is pretty consistently on the talkers list about what's going on in sports talk radio. This is the last weekend in the career of Vin Scully.
Yeah, big
and
story.
A lot of people around, there was a big tribute to Pappy by the Yankees yesterday, but I think it's
or
overshadowed.
Big Pappy.
Big Pappy, Big Poppy, how
Poppy.
Do they say it?
Poppy. Poppy.
But it's spelled P-A-P-I, though.
Yeah, it is, but in Spanish.
Big Poppy. Yeah, wow. Okay. Anyway, so I think that's overshadowed by Vin Scully's fabulous career as a broadcaster with the Dodgers for, what, 56 years or something?
67.
67 wow. years, this guy mm-hmm. has been doing these broadcasts. And so his last is this weekend, and there are all kinds of tributes coming in for him. I don't even know.
I'm having anxiety. I'm going to miss him.
Well, I don't know why he's stopping. I mean, his health is fine. He can still go through. He's got a great
who's
mind.
Who's the poor schmuck that has to take over for him?
Yeah.
I know. He's 89 years old. They haven't announced that
89.
Yet.
Yeah.
But he's 89 years old. His wife has got a couple of health issues, and he wants to take some time. And, you know, look, he's done a great service to the Dodgers. We were so lucky to have him. I get teary-eyed talking about it because, really, truly, of all the voices that I know on the planet, it's my mom, my dad, and then Vin Scully. I mean, I, as a Dodger fan, was
Doug
raised.
Yeah,
it comes
right.
pretty close, but definitely after Vin Scully. I mean, I've known this. I've had this voice since I was a baby. So
the guy who says you've got mail, don't forget him.
But I only have known him since the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, I was born in the 70s, so, mm-hmm. you know.
So Vin Scully deserves
very late
attention.
70s, of course.
Yeah, and our, I think, admiration. Just one of those great Americans. These are the kinds of things that I would so much rather talk about than all this other stuff that gets in the New Jersey train crash. How do we not look at that and say to ourselves, what in the name of heaven goes right? Is there anything that any agency of government can do and get it right? This is bad management, bad training. They had the ability. They had the trains are all equipped with these emergency braking systems. Not one operator for New Jersey Transit has ever been trained in how to use them.
Ugh.
Not one. So here we have this is a quasi-public board, the New Jersey Transit working in concert as they get into New York with the Port Authority of New Jersey and New York. And I used an example earlier of how this works in Boston, where the MBTA is run by a private French company, but they have, and all of the employees are theirs, but they get paid by the MBTA itself. So they run the system, but they get a cost plus 10% contract. So there's no incentive to run it well and to save money. As a result, there's all kinds of stuff that gets done that's outrageous. And this, going back to the New Jersey situation, is about as outrageous. If you've got a system that could prevent this from ever happening, and nobody is taught, somebody's head needs to really roll down the alleyway on this one. Woof. Anybody see anything?
Woof.
This lady that got killed... just dropped her child off at daycare, got on the train to go to work. Kid's never going to see his mother again. All because they didn't teach these people how to run the train the right way. That's it. Inexcusable. You know,
wasn't it also something wrong with the infrastructure? Have they figured out exactly what it was that caused it? Because from what I had heard, maybe there was an infrastructure issue.
When you say infrastructure, what do you mean?
Like the tracks, basically.
Well, there is
always
that.
On the tracks.
Or the signals, right.
But what I'm saying is the ultimate cause of the crash was that they didn't use their the braking devices
right.
that are there, that are automatically supposed to be engaged. But you got to flip a switch in order to engage them, when the train is
or the
moving,
sensors have to be operational on the track so that the train knows where it's at, so that it knows to stop.
To stop, right, exactly. And I think they have those. Most of the, you go along train tracks, you see red lights and green lights.
Yeah.
And those things automatically slow a train down.
Metro, well, the Washington DC Metro that crashed and killed a couple of people 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Same problem. Oh, no, the Philadelphia train a couple of years ago.
Yep.
When it went around the bend at 100 miles an hour.
That was the Amtrak.
Yeah.
Train. Same deal.
Same kind of thing. Yeah. So nobody learns from these experiences. That's really what's sad.
I mean, the engineer is talking, and he's been commenting as to what went on. He said it sounded like a bomb. He said it made a kaboom sound. He said he froze, like he couldn't believe what was happening in front of you, and then you run, he said. But pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah. Well, people in Michigan, you can imagine, the first car got it the worst.
Well, is that the lesson? Never ride in the first car? I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday because the first car is the one that really got it the worst, like you just said, Doug. And I mean, is there a safest spot on a train to ride?
You know, I
was listening to someone. I was listening to someone talk with Shepard Smith about it the other day, and he was saying, "I always sit in the front car so I can be closer to get out to the exit, to the stairs." But apparently, it is a little safer to be in the back car.
Yeah,
for whatever
it is.
Reason.
Yeah. It's like in a plane. You either want to be in the front or the back. You never want to be in the middle.
I thought you want to be on
the middle. You want to be right over the wings.
Wing.
That's the strongest
part. The other way
so you only want to be in the middle.
Right. Yeah. You want to be in the middle with the over the wings.
In steerage, where
the
you
worst
never ride.
Part, the worst part of the train and the plane that crashes the back part of the plane.
How many times you fly in the middle of the plane, Doug?
Not often, Rich. Yeah.
Thank
you.
Not often, Rich. Thanks.
That's wow.
All the rich folk going to die.
Okay, that's fine. 42 after the hour, there probably will be time for a discussion of a couple of the people on the list this week as we continue here on our review of the countdown items on the DJV hour.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
45 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, taking advantage of capacity and opportunity, learning, and sharing, something that you certainly can do as well. You can follow the conversation, Twitter at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show. Always can send an email along, too, for a focused piece, Doug at DougStephan.com. The list of people, I should go through this. I haven't actually done that. I went through the stories, but I didn't go through the list of people that, according to talkers, have been on most people's minds this week. I did mention Copernicus at number 10. John Kerry is at number 9. Shimon Peres is 8. Gary Johnson at 7. That's quite an embarrassment.
Not for any good reason,
no,
unfortunately.
Bill Clinton is 6. Al-Assad at 5, Putin at 4, Obama at 3, Hillary at 2, and Trump at 1.
Jose Fernandez is seriously missing from this list.
Can we kick Colin Kaepernick off that list and replace him with Jose Fernandez?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, why? Explain to everybody why, please. Why?
Well, because he died this week.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Very popular baseball player kid that was killed, a refugee from Cuba.
Yeah.
An amazing life story, a well-liked guy, unlike Kaepernick. Yeah. So why not put him
on the list? So he doesn't get the attention. Your point is Kaepernick is a jerk, and he gets all the attention, and the good guy who got killed in the boating accident doesn't get much attention at all.
Right. It's a big story for a couple of days, and then it just trails off.
Yep.
Whereas Kaepernick from...
What is there about our psyche that likes... I mean, we keep talking about this all the time, and I steer my program away from this stuff. I'd rather talk about the British sausage thrower who won the black pudding championship in England this week, frankly.
But you're right.
You know what that black pudding is,
psyche,
though?
We need to hear bad news.
Why?
For some reason or other, whether it's to make ourselves feel better, safer. Okay, somebody else was in a train wreck. Thank God I'm safe. Or somebody else got murdered.
Maybe it's a bonding moment. Things are so awful, and you try to bond and commiserate with
whatever
them,
it is. It's, you know, the news station wouldn't play it if we didn't listen to it.
It's the opposite of how I personally am, but I know what you're saying, Rich. I know that, you know, I don't know. I just, to me, it has the opposite effect. I don't feel bonded.
It just ticks me off.
Yeah.
And I'm in the business that I'm in for years now. We just started the 29th year, or we do the 8th. What is it? A week from now. The 29th year of doing this program. And over the years, I have waffled back and forth as to how to do this program, whether I do it with the most positive spin on things and the stuff that's fun, or I get into the weeds with all of the other people that are doing these programs. And I just don't want to be in the weeds. I have been in the weeds. I've gone back and forth. You think I'm not kidding. I would rather talk about the sausage thing in the Black Pudding Championship because it's silly and it's fun. And, you know, we can imagine ourselves there doing it. What can you imagine yourself on the stage with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a debate like that? You can't put yourself there, can you?
Why not? I don't want to.
No.
Well, and that's the problem. We ought to have people who do want to do that because we need leadership, but we don't. For some reason, whether the newspapers say we only print what people want to read, and I'm not sure I believe that. I think that they print what they think will give them the most readership so they can get the most money for their advertising, because that's really their job. Their job isn't to bring you things that are good. Their job is not to take care of you. Their job, it's a company. They're there to make money. And it has easily been confirmed that people, for whatever the reaction, that was what Richie was trying to point out a minute or so ago, they react to these bad stories, maybe, hopefully, they'll say, oh, my God, look at that. I'm glad I'm not there. Or I'm glad I'm not him. Or I'm glad I'm not her. And so, and in terms of Gary Johnson, you'd be happy not to be him because he made himself look foolish this week. And, you know, guys, why would you, in the first place, say yes to an interview, a guy like him on a channel like MSNBC with somebody like that jerk, what's his face? Why would you do that? Why did I just lose his name? I can see him. What's the guy who did the not? It wasn't Larry O'Donnell who done the other ones. Who's the big
Mike
one?
Barnacle?
But no, well, Barnacle.
Chris Matthews.
Matthews. Mm. Yeah. Why would you go into a situation?
I can't believe
with a guy
I just
like
won
that
round of Dougie Charades.
You know what I mean? Why would you put yourself in that position? You got to be nuts. So when's the vice president debate? That's
the
next
4th.
Week, isn't it?
October 4th.
Next Tuesday. Okay, so I'll plan something else for that evening.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Dougie. This is great. Use it as entertainment, at least.
Okay, right.
Find the silver lining.
Throw things at the television set, correct. All right, 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour here.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a story of a lovely lady.
Yes.
Who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
Take it, Chucker.
All right, so the theme from the Brady Bunch movie, as we get started with Chuck Curry and his movie news, movie moments. What's the news from the Brady Bunch, Chucker?
Just simply, Barry Williams is 62 years old, who played Greg Brady on that show. For those who remember that it aired in the 1970s.
They did a movie on it, right?
Well, they made two movies. They were semi-parody. Actually, they were. I thought they were really good. They were funny. They were very funny.
Yeah. All right. So that's the update there. No more. Or
and Marsha is on Dancing with the Stars, right, Jen?
That's right. Yeah.
Not too much news on Barry Williams these days. I guess he missed out on the Sharknado lead.
Somehow Greg Brady doesn't do it as well as Ian Ziering, huh?
Ian. Don't knock Ian Ziering. I think he's pretty good on this.
All right, Chuck has got a list of movies that are going to come out today. Get started. We'll see what his predictions are for which will do the best, and also some other movie news coming right up here.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals. Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. We'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
All right, 56 past the hour now as Chuck Curry goes through all the movies. There seem to be a lot of movies coming out this weekend, am I right?
There's a handful. Tim Burton's newest film, Miss Paragon's Home for Peculiar Children, expected to open number one, tracking Doug at around $28 million. Yeah. Reviews are more positive than negative. The trailer, I got to say, looks really
cool.
Good. Yeah, it looks really. Weird. You know what it looks like? It looks like Tim Burton's version of X-Men. And Ava Green is the star. I like her. Deep Water Horizon, heavily promoted film. Mark Wahlberg, Kurt Russell. Budget on this film, Doug, $156 million. Not tracking nearly as well as the studio would like. Expectations have it at around a $22 million opening.
And it's not a shoot 'em up. It's not a kill everybody. It's just an action flick.
So predictable. I feel like I already know what the movie's about. I don't need to see this at all.
Sure you do. You need to go.
Some people are
going to
get off the oil rig, and other people won't. I mean. Yeah.
I'm going to boil it down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it tomorrow night. I'll let you know what I think about it on Monday
morning.
And then there's a comedy opening, Masterminds.
That looks funny.
Not tracking great. Good cast, Zach Galifianakis, Kate McKinnon, who I like a lot. She was terrific in the Ghostbusters remake. Kristen Wiig, Jason Sudeikis, and Leslie Jones also, who was in
Owen Wilson is in it, too.
Yeah, and Owen Wilson, yep.
Yeah,
and Owen Wilson, yeah.
And
Magnificent Seven expected to do around $17 million in its second weekend. I highly recommend that film. Like I said last week, a little long, but Denzel Washington is awesome in that film, and I liked it a lot. Some movie news of interest. Johnny Depp will join actress Daisy Ridley, she of Star Wars The Force Awakens fame, in the remake of Murder on the Orient Express.
Really?
I gotta be honest, I'm gonna date myself a little. I remember my mother taking me to see the original version in 74 when I was a little boy with Albert Finney and Sean Connery.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I was bored to tears watching that film. And
You cried then, in other words. Yeah.
One other casting news. Elizabeth Shue has been cast to play the wife of Bruce Willis in the remake of Death Wish. If you remember the original film, she's not going to make it past the first act.
Oh, I love her. Oh, no.
That's why he does what he does. That's why
Death Wish.
That's
exactly.
What the. That's why he.
Exactly.
Charles Bronson.
That remake.
Charles Bronson was the star of those, and it was all about his wife.
Landmark film in 74.
Yep. All right, Chucker. Good job. Have a good weekend. Chuck Curry here with us at 59.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.